Good evening and welcome to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry and I have Natasha
yes.
Jane with the Sculpting Spa. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Tiffany.
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little, my name gets pronounced so many different ways.
Well, and Jane is not spelled
yes.
traditional.
Or most of the time, everyone's like, so what is your last name? It's yeah. Jane. It's not J-A-N-E.
Yes.
So growing up here in Cookeville, I think now a lot of, hopefully a lot of people know my last name, or at least from my father, Dr. Jane,
yeah.
our last name is pretty well known just because we've been in this area. I mean, I was born in Clarksville at Fort Campbell when my father was in the Army as a military captain. And then both of my siblings were born in Cookeville, well, when it was Cookeville General. They were born there, and then I lived in Gainesboro until I was like 6 months old.
Wow.
And then we moved here when I was pretty much... Six months old. So little.
And so you, that was kind of the first backstory of
right.
where you're from. So you're essentially from here.
Mm-hmm.
And in growing up, did you think you wanted to be a business owner at all? Or were you interested in?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think I didn't really know if I wanted to. I think seeing my parents having their own business and seeing what that entails, I think it just kind of happened.
And what kind of business did your parents
have? So my dad has his medical practice. He started off working in the ER and then he built his solo practice and then established one of the largest group practices for primary care in 1997.
Here in Cookeville.
So when I went to college, originally I thought I wanted to, you know, go into medical school or maybe be a chief medical officer at a large hospital. I didn't really know if I wanted to own my own business. And yeah. it kind of just happened that way.
And what was your mom doing when your dad for that time?
So she actually helped run the practice. She mm-hmm. was more of the business side because mm-hmm. my father would see patients for free, pretty much. I mean, if he didn't have someone in charge of the business side and the billing,
yeah.
his true passion is taking care of people and helping people regardless of if he makes money or not.
Yeah.
And so I think that's
where... Mom had to make sure
yes,
the bills got paid.
Yes. Well, her background's in accounting. When she moved to the States, she actually worked with the IRS. And so she has a pretty extensive background in accounting and finance and all the stuff that he doesn't really like to do.
So you just mentioned moved to the States and you... have tanner skin, so you
yes.
you definitely have this mysterious ethnicity to you. So where did your mom move from?
So both my parents are from India originally, and I definitely do get it's fun to have people guess what I am in terms of ethnicity. Of course, I'm from here.
Right.
My nationality is I'm American.
Right.
But it is fun to guess, you know, what exactly is my ethnic background?
Yeah. Well, and you don't. Cookville's not the melting pot
right.
of the world.
We're getting, it's slowly getting more diverse.
Yes. And so I think sometimes people don't understand about how to talk about ethnicity sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I have a friend, her father is from the Middle East and her mother is from Nebraska. But people will say to her, what are you?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I'm an American. What do you mean? What am I? I'm
right.
a woman. I'm a, you know.
Exactly.
So it's neat to be able to teach people.
Right. Right. Well, I've been brought up to, especially growing up in this area, until I went to college, I never really looked at someone's skin color. That wasn't how I was brought up. So to me, it was just like, oh, you know, we're all American. We're all here.
Did you feel like, though, growing up here, being of tanner skin?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say that it's obvious that your parents are from India.
Right.
But did you feel like you didn't really fit in or?
Actually, no. Surprisingly, I think a lot of my friend group growing up, you know, we had a very diverse group of friends and some of them had immigrant parents. Also, their parents had moved from larger cities. So not really. I never felt that. And I think that was a great thing.
And Tennessee Tech does bring in some
yes.
some other ethnicities in,
right.
into the university. And so that kind of helps, I'm sure, someone.
Right. Yeah.
So you go off to college. And what did you start at college with?
So I went to Rhodes College in Memphis. And I actually, Rhodes College is a liberal arts college. So you didn't have to decide your major. You kind of could choose what you wanted to do and where you wanted to study. But I knew I had a love for science. I've always had a love for science. But I also had a love for business. And so my major actually was biology. I first started off with molecular and cell biology and realized very quickly that that was not my forte, looking at the cellular level. But I still love science, loved the biology aspect of it, love chemistry. But I also minored in business because I did have an aptitude for managing and HR and operations and just learning the business side of it. And I think a lot of that stemmed from growing up, you know, our dinner table conversations were not normal dinner table conversations. You know, we did, you know, my parents tried not to bring too much of the business side at home, but it's but natural.
So I like to tell people, say to people a lot, you know, your dad knew medical inside outside, but that doesn't mean he knows how to run a business.
Right.
And so having your own practice is a bigger deal. And you know, loving the science aspect of it, again, doesn't make you necessarily able to run a business.
Right.
And so you kind of had that in your back pocket as your secret weapon.
Yeah. I got the best of both worlds, I think. I think the science part I love, and I think I got that from my father, of course, and then the business side. And I think, you know, my father does enjoy the business side. He just doesn't care so much about the finances. He does enjoy it. But
and most people don't, yeah. You know, but he had your mom there to kind of support him in that.
Right.
In case you're just joining us, we have Natasha Jane from the Sculpting Spa in. And so do you think in college was when you thought, well, I could own my own. Maybe I'll look at entrepreneurship.
So I think it was actually in grad school that it happened. And it really just happened out of chance. So I actually was going to go to medical school. I did really well in the MCAT, almost went. And I had the ability to intern with almost every specialty and physician when I was just an undergraduate at college. And so every summer, if I wasn't in Memphis, I was here in Cookeville, you know, with different groups. I, you know, did cardiothoracic surgery and I did radiology and different things. And so almost every single physician I was with, they said, you know, you still have plenty of time to change your mind. It's time, you know, you don't have to do this. And it made me think, you know, do I really want to do this? I love science, but it just seems most physicians are not as happy as, you know, they want to be. They love doing what they do, but there is a lot of red tape and a lot of things that go on behind the scenes besides taking care of patients, which I think most physicians, they love doing that, but
there's a lot of risk involved.
There is.
A lot of, like you mentioned, the red tape, the insurance behind. I mean, there's a reason that these doctors have the insurance plans that they do and
right.
they have to,
right.
you know, protect themselves. And,
right.
and there's a lot of risk for your family that you're kind of putting out
right.
there.
Well, I think it's, you know, I think every arena within the healthcare system has its place, but the medicine isn't like what it was when my father got into practicing medicine. You know,
did he start practicing here or did he start practicing in India first?
Well, in India first, but he redid his residency mm-hmm. when he got here. He actually did a year of surgery residency in the Bronx. And so that's where he got his
procedural. And I'm sure there were so many hoops and red tape he had to jump through when he got here.
But I think when, you know, HIPAA was formed and all the insurance companies on the payer side, that's when the practice of medicine became different, where physicians weren't allowed to really decide what they wanted for their patients. It was based upon what the insurance companies would tell you that they would pay for.
Yeah.
And so that's where medicine just became very different, you know, in terms of how to practice.
It was less the heart part, like the passion part of it.
Or less autonomy. I mean, even though you want to do something for your patient, there's a lot of red tape sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think going into grad school, I really learned my passion for the business side of it, collaborating, working with individuals, networking. Back in business school, I never thought when I got my MBA, I never thought I was going to have a med spa. That didn't really come into my path. I thought I was going to become an executive working for a corporate hospital or maybe a large medical group practice. That's what I was geared for. So it kind of just happened to where when I was in graduate school, my siblings and I, we actually opened up 20 Degrees. Frozen Yogurt Lounge.
Yeah
that's almost, it's going to be 10 years this year.
Wow.
And so we started our entrepreneurial spirit in that way. And it kind of just
stemmed. So you and your siblings opened the ice cream shop.
Right.
Which is,
right.
is it next door to where you're at?
It's about three doors down.
Okay. So it's in the, this is the kind of small strip ball on Jackson.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we opened that up and then that kind of, I think, stemmed our passion for
why frozen yogurt.
I know that's very random.
And that's a is that a franchise?
No, we actually started the franchise. We were going to franchise it out, but then we realized that we love doing it, but we didn't want to make it a career. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we started the franchise, and that's actually the space that the sculpting spa is in. That was our franchise headquarters and our event party space for 20 Degrees. And so it actually started off as that, but then we repurposed a space to develop the Med Spa that's in there right now. So the reason why we did frozen yogurt is, you know, we love our community. We love the Upper Cumberland, but we wanted to find something that, you know, why do we have to not have what the bigger cities have? You know, why can't we also have some of the things that you're able to have in bigger cities? So we love to travel, our family. That's how we spend quality time. We don't really do a lot of gifts. We would spend time together by traveling. And so when we traveled, we would always try to find the healthier dessert places. And so we actually, you know, saw the opportunity and we're like, we love frozen yogurt. Cookville has nothing like this. Hey, why don't we start
something
that's
new.
Brand new? And we had to really have the break the barrier, because when we started, no one knew about the idea or the concept of self-serve, much less the concept of frozen yogurt. Because back in the day, 10 years ago, people thought frozen yogurt, oh, no, this is going to taste gross. It's going to taste like a diet food, and it doesn't have to taste
and
like that.
You got your kind of feet wet for entrepreneurship to lead you into the business that you're at now. And we'll get into that in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Natasha Jane with the Sculpting Spa. So you kind of got your feet wet with entrepreneurship with the frozen yogurt shop. Mm-hmm. And then what made you want to pivot to do a med spa?
So I always loved, and I still love, the science part of it. And my primary role is actually managing Cookville Medical Clinic and Physicians Urgent Care. So I was able to complement my business side with also the clinical side, but not as much the procedural aspect of treating patients. So my real passion still lies within the science part of it. And what most people don't really know, and what I've just recently been really comfortable sharing with my clients and with others, is I've had quite a transformative journey, me personally. You know, I was always a chubby kid. Actually, you know, about 14 years ago, I actually weighed 95 pounds more than what I do. And I wasn't healthy. I wasn't, you know, someone that focused on health and wellness and different aspects of taking care of myself. And so in college, I changed that, but I didn't do it the right way. You know, when you're in your 20s and very young, you think you're going to bounce back. And I deprived my body of a lot of nutrients. I just worked out a ton and didn't eat a lot, and I didn't take a multivitamin. And, you know, when you're young, you're like, okay, I'm resilient, I can bounce back. But then years down the line, you realize what you've done to your body. And even being a science major and knowing how the body works, I think what is known now about health and fitness and wellness is so much different than what it was 15 years ago. I mean, the low fat, the sugar free, that is not how you lose weight, and it's not how you stay healthy.
Stay healthy is a key.
Yes.
You know, I think the word diet is really interesting, because it really only means kind of what you're putting in your system. And so, but people think, oh, I got to go on a diet. And it's like, well, you should have a healthy diet overall that you're consuming.
Yeah.
Not that it's this like fad word.
Right. And it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
But honestly,
So this is 5 years for the sculpting spa.
Yes. So we actually opened in November of 2015, and we were the first body contouring medical spa in the area that focused solely on CoolSculpting, which is a number one non-invasive fat loss device or treatment in the market. So when we first opened, we just specialized in CoolSculpting. And when we first opened, you know, with me and my brother, and also my father, who is a physician, and he is, you know, part of how, you know, we succeed as a medical spa. But I didn't realize, honestly, how much of a passion I would have for not only the aesthetic side of medicine, but also helping people feel confident in themselves.
And really changing their lives.
Right. And it's not just about, I don't like when people come in and they want to be skinny, or they come in and they're like, oh, I want you to make me look just a certain way. It's more about investing in yourself and making yourself feel the best that you can. And there's no judgment. I mean, everyone has different body types. It's just making sure that you feel good about yourself when you look in the mirror, or helping you feel confident.
The goal is not to come in and make everyone look like you.
No,
or make everyone
not.
Look like me, or
right.
make everyone, you know.
It's just feeling good about yourself and feeling confident. Usually when I have, you know, I think it's also very difficult to come in for a consultation and having someone, you know, assess you aesthetically. And it can be a little challenging, but I like to reassure, you know, I've had clients cry in front of me, and they haven't looked at themselves in a mirror for a long time, because ignorance can be bliss. But I usually say, you know, we are our harshest critic. If you can't love yourself, who's going to love you? So before you pick yourself apart, tell me a few things that you love about yourself. Give yourself a compliment. It's all right to give yourself a compliment, to love yourself. And then tell yourself, what can you improve upon? And it's a journey.
So there's some psychology aspects of things. Where do you get the strength to support the people that are coming in like that in their emotional aspects?
Right. I think a lot of it is from my own personal journey. You know, just like I was telling you, the transformative aspect of it is just incredible. And so being able to share that is also extremely difficult. And so I've been there, so I can actually, I'm getting very,
I feel like I'm making you choke up a little bit, but I think that, the easiest way to help others is coming from your own place of strength. And so it's hard to help people. My boss in entrepreneurship always says, I cannot believe I'm saying this quote out loud, but he always says, we think your football player your football coach should have played a little football. And so when you have gone through something, you know, it makes you teach from a totally different place.
I think sharing that and having my clients or my patients knowing that I've been there, they're like, oh, you know, I can resonate with that.
Well, and I think that as women, a lot of times it can be like, oh, well, you're petite and you're, you know, relatively in shape. And so it just must be easy for
right,
you.
Right, right.
And there's a little bit of judgment, I guess. Women do that, I think, a lot.
I think we judge ourselves harder and we judge each other. But I think it's important that as women, we lift each other up and we empower each other and we help each other succeed. And there's a space for everyone. And I think judging someone is one of the worst things you can do. Because, you know, even when I was going to the gym at 215 pounds and I'm only 5'1", you know, it was scary. It was hard.
Intimidating.
So, mm-hmm. you know, you don't know what someone is going through. Mm-hmm. And so to realize that and not to judge is really important.
And I'm sure that really helps you in your business. And so you open the sculpting spa just a couple doors down from your first business
right.
venture. What was the end goal of opening this spa?
Honestly, we don't have an end goal. I think that's a really good question, but it's evolving every day. The aesthetic industry has grown leaps and bounds as to what can be done to help people, men and women, achieve their goals when they look at themselves, either minimally invasively or non-invasively. So you don't have to go to a plastic surgeon. I think there's a wonderful arena for that, but that's not the only thing out there. And when we founded the sculpting spa, which we've created the business, and it's locally and family owned, we didn't anticipate the growth. And I think that's been throughout, the aesthetic industry with the advances in technology, the science, the clinical studies, the FDA clearances, what we're learning about how the body works, how the skin works, you know, how fat works. It's growing every day. And that's the beauty of it.
There's a lot to it. In case you're just joining us, we have Natasha Jane from the Sculpting Spa Inn, a locally owned business. Like I kind of mentioned to you, I see the billboards all over town. I've right. heard your, radio and your advertising, and it just seems so, it is big city, you know,
thank
and
you.
We kind of talked about that yeah. is that it doesn't seem like a locally owned business. You're used to people, and a lot of locally owned businesses are, older buildings that are, redone, and it kind of has this quaint small town charm to it. But you were looking to bring big city feel into Cookeville.
Right. With still the same personal
service.
Touch
mm-hmm.
as a small town, hometown business. So when we walk in, or when you walk in to our medical spa, it is a feeling of comfort, relaxation, but also an air of sophistication and luxury that we want to bring. And also the level of treatments that we offer, I think it is important to create that ambiance that sets the tone for not just relaxation, but also a comfort level that you know you're getting top-notch service mm-hmm. as well.
Well, and I think when you think of med spa, I think you are thinking of more confidence. It's not, to me, it's not as much about relaxation.
Right.
It's a more doing things for you, treating yourself in a way to feel more confident, to feel just better. What do you do with the haters that kind of say any aesthetics is just too focused on yourself? Or
right. Well, I look at it as a part of science, right? So just like we go to the doctor and we make sure that our internal organs are all right, or even, you know, your eyes or your teeth, taking care of yourself, just like going to the gym or eating well, taking care of your aesthetic self is very important. When you invest in yourself and you're feeling good about yourself, it transcends to all of your relationships and also how you portray yourself. When you're more confident in your skin, you're able to conquer the world, essentially. You know, when you feel good about yourself, you know, when you look good or you feel good,
right?
You know, it's transformative.
And when you look good, you feel good. And you just, you do life a little better when you
right.
feel good, right?
Absolutely.
You know, when you can, when you're in a down place in life,
right.
It's hard to kind of boost yourself up.
Right. And another thing, I think I heard this from one of the physicians that I was speaking with in one of the conferences, I can't remember, because I focus heavily on, I'm a nerd at heart, so I read clinical studies and I'm always studying and going to conferences and making sure that we are up to date and bringing the best treatments to our, you know, to Cookeville. And that's what we wanted to do. But I think one of the things that made me change looking at, you know, the haters, as you say, or the vanity side of it, is aging is part of the process, but aging skin is diseased.
Yeah.
Aging skin is diseased. So if you look at it in a more of a medical side of it, taking care of yourself medically, and the fact that making sure that you're able to take care of your skin cells and
yeah.
The skin is the largest part of your body.
Right. And you can invest into your self medically
right.
just as much as, like you said, going to
right.
a healthcare checkup.
Right.
How can people find you? Like we said, you're on Jackson Street, right next to Claire's, 30 Below, Petco, that kind
right.
of area.
Right.
People can find you on social media.
Absolutely. We're very active on social media. I'm trying to get better. It's not one of my fortes, but I'm definitely trying to get better. But Instagram, you can actually schedule or book online. Free consultations.
And it's
that
the
way,
Sculpting Spa.
Well, on Instagram, it's Sculpting Spa. And then Facebook, The Sculpting Spa. Our website, www.thesculptingspa.net. And also, a great thing is we have virtual consultations because of COVID. We can do things virtually if you're not comfortable coming in. We take all precautions when you do come in as well. But you're able to either do that or book conveniently online or always DM us, and we'll be more than happy to take care of you to help you feel and look the best and also start you off small. You know, we can look at holistic treatment plans, a 360 approach, looking at facials or even something as big as cool sculpting, cool toning, Bella shape for body contouring and muscle tightening. So we have the state-of-the-art equipment to really focus on helping you feel and look the best and getting you comfortable in your skin.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in, Natasha. It was great to have you.
Yes, thank you for having me.